Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Craigers, it's 2:44 and 45 seconds. Time for a football fix. Malzy, the Cleve Brownies have fired Moneyball GM Sashi Brown.
I'm going to have to look at yards per attempt to see where we can get the most room in the margins that's going to help us become a winning franchise in the National Football League.
So it would appear Hugh Jackson wins the power struggle. The Cower.
You said there was none.
The Cower, Tom Donahoe style power struggle, except the Steelers, even though they were losing at that point, weren't losing this badly. 1-27 in their last 28. I think, honestly, this is ridiculous. I mean, if you're going to make the commitment to go the money ball route, you let the guy collect 24 draft picks, and then you don't let him see it through?
I want them to be good now, and then no one will ever want to give Sashi Brown credit if any of his approaches ended up working.
DeShone Kizer was 2 standard deviations away from the mean when we measured him as a quarterback.
Next.
I feel like that's cheap and gratuitous.
Hugh Jackson, you're right, says it wasn't a power struggle. I don't know what it was. Hey, you hate each other's guts, and one of you is going to get fired. That kind of sounds like a power struggle. Hey,
Joe, if it was a power struggle, it's the first thing Hugh's won all year.
Very nice. I wonder if that line's already been used. If not, you should mail it to one of your Cleveland counterparts.
Pay the man, surely, is what I should say. But you know whose line it really was? The real MVP of our show, Craig Riley.
He is the MVP. The other thing that Hugh said was, it wouldn't have been fair to hire an offensive coordinator this season because we didn't have enough talent. What kind of shape is your football program in if you look at your team and say, you know what, let's not have anybody call plays other than me because our players aren't any good. But he says next year he might.
Hugh, serious, man? He also was asked about, I think they had a situation from the 20 where they got one playoff and then tried a field goal, I guess. And he was asked why they didn't try more plays at the end zone. And he said, most teams are equipped to do that. Not us.
One playoff.
What an unbelievable statement.
That'll be the only time the word playoff gets mentioned this year, too, with the Browns.
Most teams are better than us. All teams are better than us. We can't try to do anything crazy like that. What a spectacle.
Next. I mentioned earlier that Tre'Davious White, the cornerback for the Bills, who got assaulted really during the game by Gronk, concussed, was trembling today in anger, talking about the one-game suspension to Gronkowski, called it a joke. Here's the part that stood out to me, Malzy, is he said Gronk never reached out to him.
Doesn't surprise me. Again, party boy Gronk, though, he's got to be the good guy here. How dare he be actually a piece of crap about this?
Do you think Gronk carries it around? I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Carries a chip on his shoulder around because he feels like guys try and injure him all the time and go for his knees?
Yes, that doesn't mean you still can't realize, wait a minute, it's bad to, after the play, put leading with the piece of body armor I wear on my elbow, concuss a guy. It's all right. Human beings actually are usually lauded for realizing they've done something wrong and apologizing as contritely as they can. He can think he's being wronged by every player in the league. It doesn't excuse him doing what he did. Just like if a Bill, in revenge for Tre'Davious White, or White himself, if he was back by then, if they went after Gronk, it could be because there's a bloodlust here. I'm going to get one for my guy. If they actually severely injured him, hurt his knee or something, that doesn't make what they would do right. Doesn't matter how aggrieved you feel, you can't just go out there and enact vigilante justice.
Next. All right. USA Today has a bunch of people who are picking MVP candidates. And right now, as we speak, it's Tom Brady first, 27 points. Russell Wilson second, 23. Carson Wentz third. That's all they do is a top three. Does Antonio Brown belong in the top three?
Yes, but
over
it's
who, though?
I'd put him in there above Russell Wilson just because of the record of the Steelers.
I hear that. I think that Russell Wilson, to me, might be the favorite right now, though. I'm not sure I wouldn't go Wilson, Brady, Brown. As great a year as Wentz is having.
Wilson
I feel
leads
like Antonio
his team in
Brown,
rushing, which is his best case. They have no running game. It's him running around doing stuff.
Yes, and their defense is compromised compared to previous years. He's been amazing. All three of those guys are having amazing years, which is going to wind up costing Brown this title, but I think we saw again the other night. He doesn't play in that game, and a lot of us thought he shouldn't unless he was at least 90%. It sure didn't look like it. They don't win that game without AB the other night.
Think about what he did on a toe that was basic. People said it was had him obviously wincing in pain.
Thank you, Mulsey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.